Germans have a passion for automobiles, and that's run smack into European Union directives aimed at reducing carbon dioxide emissions. Rather than force German citizens to give up their highly tuned Mercedes and BMWs, the German government is offering drivers a special gas, one made with biofuels. But NPR's Eric Westervelt reports that neither German drivers nor German environmentalists actually like the new fuel.
Franziska Müller fills up her VW Polo on her way home from work. Its shiny waxed finish mirrors her immaculately put together business attire. Even though it's cheaper, the 32-year-old says there's no way she's going to risk putting the new 10% ethanol gas called E10 into her car.
You bet I'm worried about my car, most of all about the motor. Nobody can guarantee that it won't get damaged. Of course, it means I pay a bit more for gas, but for now, there's no way I'm touching the stuff.
Ms. Müller is hardly alone. The German Automobile Association says that some 85% of Germans are refusing to buy the biofuel, despite the fact that it's about 8% cheaper by the gallon than ordinary super unleaded gasoline.
Anybody who wants to introduce a new fuel in Germany, we'll always have a problem because Germans are car crazy.
That's Frank Brüning with the German Biofuels Association. He insists the public's extreme lack of enthusiasm has mainly been a problem of marketing, that the biofuel is in fact compatible with finely tuned German engines.
There is no problem whatsoever with using E10 in your car, so there's no problem with that. It's safe to use biofuels. It's good for the environment because it reduces CO2 emissions. And it replaces fossil fuels, of which we have less and less in the world.
But German consumers are not convinced. They say there are no guarantees the gas won't harm engines. Germany's attempt to up the amount of ethanol in fuel from 5 to 10% has proven such a tremendous commercial flop that gas companies in Germany have already drastically reduced production and distribution of E10. The fuel was introduced as a measure to meet the European Union's energy directive, which stipulates that 10% of transport fuel should come from renewable sources by the year 2020 as part of a bid to reduce overall energy consumption and CO2 emissions. Meantime, environmental groups say ecological damage is another reason to steer clear of E10. They say the energy used to make and transport the fuel, as well as the pesticides and water used in the production of crops for ethanol, are just as damaging to the environment as filling up with regular. Werner Rey with Friends of the Earth Germany charges that crop-derived fuels are also boosting global food prices.
Why should we invest in biomass to grow for the tank instead of the plate? People are hungry. We can't really afford, and we don't think it's ethical to do that.
But Germany still needs to find a way to meet the EU's Clean Energy Directive. The German Green Party is calling for the wider introduction of wind farms and electric cars. But as the biofuel industry's Brüning points out, the alternatives are not yet available in sufficient numbers.
Right now, the only alternative that's existing is biofuels. And the German government's hopes that until 2020 we have 1 million electric cars. But in total we have 50 million cars, so it's just 1/50. That's just not a figure.
In the wake of Japan's nuclear crisis, more and more Germans have joined the long active chorus here of citizens calling for the country to phase out its nuclear power plants by at least 2021. So with more Germans saying Nein danke to both nuclear power and biofuels, CO2 emissions are likely to increase in Europe's largest economy before they decrease. In fact, German companies are now building several new coal-fired power plants to help meet energy demand. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.